You're listening to SBS News.
A man aged in his 60s has died in New South Wales after contracting coronavirus from a personal contact, taking the state's death toll to 48 and nationwide to 99. The death comes as New South Wales recorded one new case of COVID-19 in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Sunday from some 6,000 tests, with six people remaining in intensive care. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says the latest victim died in hospital.
He had links to a previous confirmed case and he did have underlying health issues, and we extend our condolences to the family.
The latest death comes as Australian health officials say the COVID-19 infection curve is remaining flat, but it's closely watching how the community responds to restrictions easing. More than 7,000 people have contracted coronavirus in Australia so far, but less than 700 cases remain active as states and territories start to relax measures. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says small outbreaks of coronavirus could increase as restrictions loosen.
So it's important, as we do loosen up these restrictions over the next few weeks, that people that are sick with cold or flu symptoms, that they stay at home and do not mix with others. So that's the 10-person rule. That is a personal protection for personal health of that group.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has implored the state's residents to continue social distancing as they return to on-site employment in the coming days. Commuters in New South Wales are being discouraged from crowding public transport during peak hour to prevent the spread of the virus. Residents are encouraged to drive, walk, ride a bike or get dropped off when possible, and the state government is introducing pop-up parking, bike paths and shuttle buses to the city and employment hubs to ease the pressure. Green stickers on public transport will also indicate where commuters should stand to abide by social distancing. Transport Minister Andrew Constance is reminding people to be courteous to transport workers who are at risk of contracting the virus.
There's no doubt complacency can kill when it comes to the virus. We need everybody to be respectful of each other, but also particularly our frontline workforce, our bus drivers, our train station staff and our train drivers and guards. I have been worried about incidents involving spitting. There is an investigation in the UK at the moment involving a train worker who was spat on and subsequently died. I do not want to see that here.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has dismissed the idea of opening borders to travellers from New South Wales and Victoria in the near future. The state's border restrictions will be reviewed at the end of each month, with the Premier saying interstate travel might not be permitted until towards the end of the year. Ms Palaszczuk has not ruled out the idea of a travel bubble between the states with fewer infections. She's told the ABC News Breakfast program she wants to encourage travellers to visit Queensland as soon as possible, where 1 in 10 jobs relies on the tourism industry.
What we know is that there is still community transmission in Victoria and in New South Wales. So as soon as my Chief Health Officer says that I can relax those restrictions, we absolutely will. We want to welcome as many people to the Sunshine State as possible, where it's beautiful one day and perfect the next. But of course, we just can't do that at the moment.
Meanwhile, in Victoria, a dozen McDonald's restaurants have been shut down for deep cleaning after a delivery driver tested positive for coronavirus. Staff and close contacts have been told to get tested and avoid returning to work for 14 days. McDonald's Australia Chief Executive Andrew Gregory says the driver was a workplace contact of McDonald's Craigieburn, where another employee contracted coronavirus. Mr Gregory told 3AW Radio the driver was asymptomatic at the time and did not have contact with many workers.
So he delivers the cartons, the frozen products, the lettuce, the beef, the cheese, etc., that we use in the restaurant, and he has minimal contact, and only with one or two or three employees at the restaurant.
Diners in Western Australia are returning to cafes and restaurants today with up to 20 customers allowed as part of coronavirus measures. The state has entered phase two of its restrictions, where school attendance is compulsory and elective surgery is being increased to half capacity. Western Australia only has 3 active coronavirus cases and no new cases have been reported in the state as restrictions start to ease. Premier Mark McGowan says while many businesses that were serving takeaway have the chance to expand again, there's still work to do.
We need to remain disciplined. We're still in a state of emergency. The overwhelming majority of people have been doing the right thing, and I thank them for that. Our West Australian Police have been doing a fantastic job during the crisis, ensuring that Western Australians remain compliant.
And an abattoir at the centre of a major coronavirus outbreak in Melbourne's West will begin reopening its premises from this week. Cedar Meats cold storage facility will resume operations today after 100 COVID-19 cases were linked to the meatworks. Authorities say it'll be some time before Cedar Meats resumes full operations. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.